Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from christministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 62. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. Absolutely free of charge, including the postage and handling. We're doing part two of Rome's Antichrist agents that are claiming to be United States federal government agents. And we have letters here. But right now, let's all go to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, we ask that you anoint this service with your outward anointing, the anointing, of course, for the ministry. Let everything that's being said be driven by the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit open up spiritual minds and eyes and the ears to receive the things that are going to be said in this program and for the benefit of the people that are lost in the world and for the benefit of the naive Christian church. And Father, I pray that you open their spiritual understanding, the spiritual man that is within them, because all of us have the outer body and the inward body, and I pray that you enlighten them with your spirit through your vessel here, that they will be saved and that the church will be strengthened and raised up on higher ground. In Jesus' name I pray, and we pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. Where's the letter from?
Onara, Solomon Islands.
Okay, they have to say.
Dear sir, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Again, the word grace means power. Power. You see, because with Jesus, grace and truth came into the world. Power and truth. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to Jesus. So it doesn't make any difference what's going on in the world. Just believe the gospel and be directed by the Lord. They say, like in Egypt, that the Lord directed all his children to go to a certain part of Egypt and that they would be saved while God was pouring out his wrath on the Egyptians. And in this particular movie that they're having about the end of the world, what do they call it?
Category 7.
That is so demonic because they had this one preacher that said he was going to go right into the eye of the storm because God will protect. That's tempting the Lord. When God was pouring out his wrath on Egypt and he said for you to go to Goshen, that's where you better well go, because if you disobey that order and you go where the Lord's pouring out the wrath, you're going to get it too. And that's what happened to the preacher in this Category 7 movie. Is he says, I want to show people that God is going to repent and he's going to make the things that I say come to pass. And then they have this unscrupulous woman that is either married to him or supposed to be his advisor that he wasn't taking advice from. And she was saying really stupid things like breeding a bunch of flies to make it look like it was the wrath of God. Folks, you don't have to breed anything to manufacture the wrath that God is going to be pouring out on this earth. God is going to pour it out, and you're going to know that it's not Mother Nature, because there's no such thing. And it's going to be worse by far than anything that God did to Egypt, and it's going to be as devastating to the world as the great flood in the time of Noah. And also the wrath of God that came down upon the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. I wonder if back then they had that false doctrine of the flood came because of global warming, or when God poured out his wrath on Sodom and Gomorrah, if they said, well, this is nothing but global warming, and we can't do anything to stop it. The thing you do to stop it, so that you don't get hit with what they're saying is global warming, but what is the wrath of God, is get yourself saved and get tuned into the Lord, because he talks. He that made the tongue, can he not speak? Amen? He that made the eyes, can he not see? Yeah, he can. He that teaches everybody all the knowledge of God and the kingdom of heaven, does he not know? Yes, he does. See, For he knows everything that you and I are doing. And he sees everything that you and I are doing. And he hears all these things that you and I are saying in the false news media, the Antichrist, the mouth of Satan, is saying. And everyone's going to have to pay. And everyone, if they keep their conversation holy, well, then you're going to be blessed for it. And we were just watching a bunch of freaks that were born, people with two heads. You know, people are joined together by their heads or their stomachs or something. If you read the Bible, you'll see, if you keep the commandments of the Lord, blessed will be the fruit of your body. But if you don't, cursed will be the fruit of your body. And so people blame that on God. God has to keep his word. He said his word is settled in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
And so if you see freaks that are born, and you did a little investigation on the lifestyle of their parents, you find that these people are antichrist, or they've done something terribly wrong and are living a terribly wrong life. And God doesn't go back on his word. Some people will say, well, you said if you were born that way, that's why the Lord says to be born again. Yes, that's if you think you were born a homosexual, but that is just a demon possession. But if you become born again of the Spirit, then you're not a homosexual or a lesbian any longer, or a fornicator, or any person that commits adultery or anything like that. But if you're joined together, your body, there's one of them that had a fetus growing inside of the baby, and so they operated on that baby and took the fetus out of it when it was born. But if you join together by the stomach, or your heads are joined together, look narrowly at your parents, because you know that didn't happen for naught. God doesn't do things like that. Don't blame God for what the devil was doing through your parents. Don't blame God for what the devil has done to you. All right, so where are we at now?
May God bless you and the entire body of Christ within your ministry. Recently, I have received about 2 boxes of literature from you, and they are already distributed.
Now, I'm not saying to these people that you're satanic and this happened to you. Even if you're upset with the Lord because you were living an ungodly life and decided never to change, you can still be saved. Well, if I get saved, will my children be unhooked? No. That's going to be a reminder of what sin has done to you. And it should cut your heart really hard because of that. But it's not going to do any good for you to go to hell. You should tell your children that you were a very bad sinner, and that's what happened to them, and that you've repented. And at least the greatest thing you could do for them is to preach the gospel to them so that they can be saved. In heaven, there won't be any such thing as that. They'll be totally separated, and they'll be so happy, and they'll look not like freaks anymore. They'll look beautiful. But most people would just be angry with God for what they did, and they won't do what I'm saying for you to do. And you'll live a horrible life here on earth and a hellish and lake of fire one in eternity. So you just need to get on the right track, and whatever the Lord does, the Lord could separate them if he wanted to. Then I noticed they had Marlon Brando's life story on, and they said that he was doing a film of a cripple. And so he went into a hospital where there was a bunch of guys in wheelchairs. And so they were all in there. He was staying in that hospital with them for about 2 weeks or something like that to get a fix on what it's like to be in a wheelchair so that he could act the part really good. So in the course of the time that he was there, an evangelist came in and was telling them, if you people would receive the Lord Jesus Christ, you could walk again. And so Marlon Brando got up and started doing a jig all over the room as if he had really believed and received healing from them. Well, Marlon Brando's dead now, and now he'll know that isn't as funny as he thought it was. Amen? Because he faced the living God that could have healed those others. But what he did was he was making a mock of a person there that had come in, that God had sent in there to tell him the truth. And so he gets up on a counter that's about 50 feet long and does a whole jig down the ramp, you know, as though that were really the thing to do. Well, anyways, let's finish this letter here.
I am happy to let you hear that the literature is doing more wonders in the lives of people in the Solomon Islands, because the truth is being revealed. Yet people are still asking me about the literature and newsletters, so please kindly send me the following literature. Another Pearl Harbor, evil One World Government agents are claiming to be United States agents.
And that's the piece of literature that we're reading to you over the year now, part two. And then what?
And the Fugitive Pope. Finally, please send me a Tony Alamo Christian Ministries t-shirt and sweatshirt. The color for the shirt should be black for the t-shirt and white for the sweatshirt. The size for both shirts is large. May God bless you. I hope to hear from you very soon. Thank you. Yours faithfully in Christ, Jeremiah from Honiara, Solomon Islands.
Okay, well, let's begin this. Rome's Antichrist government agents that are claiming to be United States agents. So let's continue on here.
The war between the Jews and Arabs is also created by the Roman Catholic Antichrist and his puppet goons. The Jews and Arabs can live very peacefully together, but the Vatican wants their Pope, the one who is creating all the wars, to look like he's the one who will bring about peace.
Right, I lived in Israel, and the Arabs really liked me, and I used to go up to Nazareth and go to an ice cream parlor in there, where this Arab and his mother would make me some Turkish coffee. And we'd sit there and talk, and he used to love to hear about the United States. And he loved me, and I really loved the way that he was, you know, because you could tell he was a genuine person. And people would come into the store, and he'd ignore them and just keep talking to me. And I thought, he'd be like, take care of your customers. You know, the little girls would come in to get ice cream cones, little girls and boys, and say, don't you want to go and wait on them? Go ahead. I'll wait, you know, I'll talk. So he'd do that. And then there were a lot of Arabs. When I was going up on Mount Tabor at the bottom of the mount, a bunch of little Arab boys were selling little thermoses, and they were selling little cardboard cups of coffee. And they says, you, Yehudi, that means you're a Jew. Now, how do you know I'm a Jew? He says, because your face looks like a Jew. And I says, oh, okay. And I says, you're Arab? And he says, yeah. And they had smiles on their face. They were happy people in Israel. The Vatican is causing all trouble between the Arabs and the Jews, for sure. Okay, then go ahead.
He is the one who will tell the Jews, if you let me sit on the throne in Jerusalem, because I am God, no one will dare bother you again. I will command them to stop the terrorism.
But what it is the throne is not going to be in Jerusalem. There's no house of God there. The house of God, know you not that you're the temple of God? And what many Christians have done is allowed Satan to enter them with the false doctrine and with this Antichrist doctrine of the cult, the Catholic cult, the government, and the media. I've actually heard these preachers saying that Bush was the Christ, he's the Messiah. They are so gone, it's unbelievable. Anytime you hear preachers saying that, don't even listen to them anymore. Some of them bring very good messages at times. And then at times their messages are so warped, it's unbelievable. So if they're preaching good messages one day, and then a bad one the next day, you don't want to listen to somebody like that, because if you don't know the Bible well enough, you don't know how to discern when they're bringing a true message or a false one. And that's what has happened. The 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 tells us that there'd be a great falling away, and that the Antichrist would enter the temple of God. Well, the temple of God is you, if you're a born-again Christian. And he would say that he's God in you, because you would no longer represent Christ. You'd no longer be an ambassador of Christ on this earth, but you would be an ambassador of Satan. So in essence, you're saying that Satan is God, because it's an Antichrist. It's totally different than the doctrine of the Lord. And they're just not warning people that they're living in the tribulation era of time right now. And they're not telling people what sin is. Like I've heard that Osteen and Billy Graham, they were asked on the news, well, do you believe that homosexuals should go to hell? And they'd say, if they knew the Bible, they'd say, yes, if they don't repent. But they said, I don't know. We just don't know. So they're phonies. They got to be phonies, okay? There's no possible way. I knew that when I first started reading the Bible when I was first saved 41 years ago. And our people know that immediately. They would say yes if they don't repent. Amen. Our youngest converts in this church. Okay, so let's go ahead because we're short of time now. It's running out.
The terrorism he is creating, and they will do what I, the Antichrist, tell them to do. It's easy for the person who is causing terrorism to end terrorism. It's easy to make a toddler stop crying if you just give the toddler some candy or whatever else it wants. The goons he uses to do these things are the followers of the Antichrist cult leader in Rome. The Pope is the very Antichrist. Back to Peeler. But anyway, Buford, my boss, Jordan, and I were talking about the book of Revelation.
Buford is the one supposedly that killed the three officers. So he's talking about that same man. That was his boss. Then go ahead.
The most misunderstood book of the Bible. But anyway, before they went to Waco, to Mount Carmel, they told me that they did not plan to take David Koresh alive. The whole plan was to kill David Koresh and as many of his followers as they could. Maybe God will forgive me, but they, Buford and Jordan, called it a turkey shoot that they were going to. Do you see what I'm saying? But I had volunteered earlier to go down there to help get David Koresh away from the compound and to help target, assassinate him, and trap him and frame him, because they told me what an evil person he was and that he was a child molester and stuff. He probably didn't do anything. He was on the wrong side of the government, the secular government. But anyway, before they went down there, I sat there in the office and talked to them about it. They told me they were going to kill him. Do you know what I'm saying? David Koresh was going to be dead before the deal was over with. That was a sure deal that they were going to do, okay? You see, 3 weeks before the Oklahoma bombing, I had a bad feeling about it. So I wrote letters to the President of the United States, Bill Clinton, and the Governor of Arkansas, and all different kinds, and the Governor of Oklahoma, and told them that on Patriots Day that Richard Wayne Snell and these different people, Klan leaders and stuff, had planned to blow up the Oklahoma Federal Building. We had busted a lot of these people. The government had jumped in on the bandwagon. You see, the Cold War was ending in Russia and so forth, and they were about to, because of Ruby Ridge and different deals that the government had done, they were about to combine the BATF with the FBI. The BATF didn't want that. So just like Pearl Harbor, they knowingly allowed the deal to go through and the people to be involved. I met with Muslim people. The third guy that was involved that they never caught or captured or anything was a Muslim fella that was the money man on the deal. His English was not very good. My English is not very good either, but his was bad, and he had a heavy accent. So they never got him or wanted to get him, because the government knew who he was. He was obviously working both sides of the fence anyway, which a lot of people are. In fact, Timothy James McVeigh, we called him Tim Tuttle, was the name he went by. The BBC, he told them through his lawyer and investigator that I was more involved and knew more about the Oklahoma bombing and what really happened than he did. That's why the BBC sent a camera crew and came to my house here in North Little Rock and filmed me for 3 hours.
And we have a copy of that film here. Okay, and I'm sure Mr. Peeler would send one to you. All right, then what?
We went to some of the buildings here in town that they had planned to blow up on the same day, that they didn't blow up because these buildings were well guarded.
See, these are supposed to be federal government agents are the ones blowing the buildings up. And the White House, according to these federal agents, knows all about it. I didn't come up with this. The federal agents are the ones that are saying it. And they were right in the building, and they're setting dynamite caps all throughout the building, and this is going on for, like, months. And so they knew when these rockets, they're not airplanes, they were, what do they call them?
Remote controlled
missiles. And they say you could do a slow motion picture of those supposed to be airplanes, and there's no windows in them, so they were missiles. All right, then what?
And they didn't allow them to be blown up. The Arkansas State Capitol and the TCBY building were supposed to be blown up on the same day. But anyway, the Klan joined up. In 1990, these Klan leaders were losing membership and losing money. Wilbur Hale went to Saudi Arabia and got in with some terrorist leaders and got them to help him out because they both hate the Jews. But then I helped bust a lot of these people. So the government, instead of stopping the deal, they jumped in on the bandwagon and helped the deals to happen and helped them happen better than what they would have happened. You see what I'm saying? Don, right. Peeler. They helped them do the job better. In fact, I had to go and get manuals in El Dorado, Arkansas, to a store down there. I bought them a whole suitcase full of manuals on how to make bombs and explosives and stuff, and terroristic tactics and stuff, that the government gave me the money and had me go buy to help Timothy James McVeigh to make the ammo bomb that he manufactured. I mean, the Vatican Roman Catholic-controlled government is heavily, heavily involved with this deal. Okay, so 3 weeks before Oklahoma, I write letters to all these people about it's going to happen. Like the FBI said a month ago, am I with a psychic? No, I'm not with a psychic, I said. Well, maybe I didn't give them enough time. 3 months before the 9/11 World Trade Center attack, I wrote a letter to Mayor Giuliani, the President of the United States, the Director of the CIA, the Pentagon, and about a dozen other government officials, and told them the deal was going to happen in the 1st of September.
They knew it, and they didn't do anything about it, so that means they were, according to these federal agents that are now exposing it, these people knew all about it, just like they knew about Pearl Harbor. And so you see what's happened from it. Now we have invaded, for the Vatican, all these other countries and bombed them, and now we're going to get their oil. Isn't that something, you know? You know, the money that you people think that you're earning and getting, it won't mean anything to you at the judgment bar of God. You will know that it will not be worth it. I want you to know that now. Okay, then what?
They are going to attack the World Trade Center. They're going to do it the way they promised they were going to do it in the Turner Diaries. You've probably never read the Turner Diaries, but the way the Turner Diaries ends is they steal an airplane and get a suitcase. This is a KKK publication they got out about how they take over the United States with a Rahawa, racial holy war. They are trying to make it the Christian world against the Muslim world. They went and talked to these people at Elohim City in Oklahoma.
That's why we have to win the Muslims. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The KKK compound. They told them a whole lot of information about the thing and what happened in Oklahoma and about Timothy James McVeigh and how the deal really happened and how the government was more involved than they were. See, they started the ball rolling. Then the government, we busted these people. We framed them. They jumped in on the bandwagon. They knowingly allowed it and helped it happen and went out of their way to help it happen. I can prove that the United States government agents were involved in the Oklahoma bombing, in the World Trade Center 1 and 2 attacks, both attacks, and the federal agents were involved in the Waco murders. I have told this information and wrote it to senators and congressmen and different people. All they do is send the FBI and give me all these polygraph tests and talk to me and tell me to shut up or something is going to happen to my son. My son told me to quit being afraid of them and to tell anybody that I wanted to tell about it. So when I got this newsletter the other day in my post office box about Tony Alamo telling about the Pearl Harbor thing, it just sent shivers through me that he's so 100% correct and that most of the people in America refuse to believe it. You know what I'm saying? That he's just 100% on the ball knowing what's happening. I'm sure he's a godly, inspired man from what the people I've talked to and so forth and the things I've read about him. But besides that, he's just 100% from what I know about the secular world and what's really happening and what the government's doing, he's just 100% right on the mark. Do you know what I'm saying? Don, oh yes I do. Peeler. The government, I'm sure you know, they read his stuff on a regular basis. I mean, when I was in the BATF office and the FBI office, they sit around and read his literature on a regular basis. But anyway, I would like to talk to you people. You can do an article about it. You can take a photograph, film, and movie, whatever you want to do. But I think it would be interesting if the American people really knew that Pastor Alamo is 100% right. They are all these Vatican Roman Catholic government conspiracies that are really happening. Don, right. Peeler, do you see what I'm saying, Don? Don, yes. Peeler, but anyway, what do you think, Don? I mean, I got newspaper articles where they even said that I framed people in federal court. You know, Agent John Gary Peeler tried to frame Tom Peterson for a crime. Do you see what I'm saying? Don, right. Peeler, yep, I got this BBC tape where we're talking about the Oklahoma bombing. When I'm talking to the BBC guys, is right there, right before the 9/11 attacks, and we're talking about the 9/11 attacks is going to happen. They're debating on whether they need to go by and take pictures of the World Trade Center before it happens. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right, I definitely see what he's saying, and I knew when I saw that in the Sun magazine, where the Vatican was prophesying that there was going to be some real terrorist attacks in early autumn, which is September area. I said, it's going to happen because these guys are going to do it themselves. And I put out a piece of literature on it, and I did tapes on it. Yeah, for sure going to do it. I said, they're not prophets. They're just saying what they're going to do. Okay, then what?
Peeler. But anyway, there's all these government conspiracies.
The name of the tape that they did, the BBC, John Sargent is the one that made this up. It's called The Secret Rulers of the World, The New World Order. The 30-minute movie made for TV for British Channel 4, the largest channel in the world, but to my knowledge, they did not show this 30-minute tape or movie in the United States because the United States media is very controlled by the Roman Catholic government, even the media right here in Arkansas. You can't get anything done without the government knowing about it and trying to put the stops to it. My son is 100% innocent. None of the media wants to jump on his case because the government just totally framed him because of me and to try to get me to shut up and to quit telling people like you about what they're really doing.
I see that our time is up, so make sure that you tune in tomorrow. And until then, this is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. And hey, get right with the Lord right away. Ask the Lord to enter into your heart. Ask Him to wash all your filthy sins away. Ask Him by the Spirit.
Say to the Lord, My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe He died on the cross and shed His precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that You, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite You into my heart, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that You shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, You will save my soul, I know, because Your word says so. Your word says that You'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that You have heard me, and I know that You have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank You, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this
program number 62.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California 90078 or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
You will not want to fail to hear part 3 of this piece of literature, Rome's Antichrist agents, right in our country, that are claiming to be United States agents. Well, the Bible says that Satan is a deceiver, and this is really a deception that has captured the minds, the hearts, and the souls of American people and people all over the world. So until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.